This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. The future of climate change policy is uncertain as a new presidential administration begins its work. What we can say with certainty is 97% of published research reports support the notion that climate change is real, it's happening, and it's a large part being accelerated because of human endeavor. The Huron River Watershed Council says the effects of climate change can already be found in and around the Huron River. And as such, it is working on strategies to mitigate the overall impact of these changes. My guest this morning is Rebecca Esselman, and Rebecca is a planner for the Huron River Watershed Council. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, David.
Well, what ways do you see the changes in climate making a tangible difference in the watershed right now?
In southeast Michigan, we're seeing annual air temperatures increasing as time goes on, and we're seeing how much rain is falling during the year also increasing. And the other part of the rain equation is that we're seeing more extreme events, so more rain falling faster at certain times of the year. These things have implications for the river.
Such as? I mean, it would seem that in a river system, more water might be a good thing.
Yeah, until you consider that our rivers evolved under certain climatic conditions, and what climate change is doing is taking us outside of this envelope of conditions that the river is adapted to function well within. And so there is a point at which too much water is not good.
And are you seeing the manifestations of that right now?
There are a few things that we're seeing, and we're also trying to improve our monitoring so that we are tracking the right things that will help us know when we're seeing climate change impacting our river. But we are seeing things like our water temperatures increase at certain times of year, and we're also seeing our flow in the river hit some more extremes more frequently, and that has implications for the fish, for example.
In what ways will slightly warmer air temperatures and subsequently water temperatures impact the ecosystem of the watershed?
I can tell you a story to help illustrate how that...
I think that's great.
So as air temperatures increase, water temperatures will follow. We have been trying to protect forests alongside the river that provide shade and kind of buffer the water temperatures from air temperatures, and that will work to a degree. The greater we can do that, the better the river will fare under more extreme temperature conditions. But every winter we go out and we look for stoneflies. These are insects that live in the water during their larval stage, and they are a more sensitive family.
Kind of the canary in the coal mine for the river system?
Yeah, exactly. We go and sample in January. They need cold water, and they need lots of oxygen. And we go and sample in January. We send out teams of volunteers to go throughout the watershed and look for these things. Well, this year, we've had this unseasonably warm winter and did find stoneflies in the water in their larval stage. But we also saw adults that had emerged and were on the brush around the river. And this is not typical. And so what happens when we get increased water temperatures is we are giving the species in the river the wrong cues at the wrong time of year to do their thing. And it's kind of like this beautiful net nature is that we're unraveling with the timing of things that can lead to its cascade of effects. If these stoneflies are emerging early, then they're not emerging at the time of year that they are a food source for our fish.
By its very nature, the environment, well, it changes. And throughout history, hasn't it been the case that when these changes occur, however quickly or slowly, animals and plants do adapt?
The key there is however quickly or slowly. So I think that there is adaptation potential in our species, but our species have adapted over millions of years, hundreds of thousands of years.
And now we're on an accelerated schedule.
Very accelerated.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Huron River Watershed Council planner Rebecca Esselman. We're discussing climate change and the river system. Let's talk about climate adaptation and developing and implementing a system of management to better protect the health of the Huron River watershed. First, have you closely studied the future climate forecast for this area?
We have, yes.
And what is the determination?
Well, the trends that I articulated earlier in the interview are expected to continue. More extreme rain events, increased air temperatures. We have a higher likelihood of drought during our dry months, so even though we're going to have more rain overall, July and August are expected to be hotter and drier. And the other attribute that's common throughout the U.S. is that we might have higher consecutive high heat days, so more days over 90, more days over 100, and that can really tax systems.
As a planning strategy, do you have to look at worst-case scenario and work from that platform up?
We look across scenarios to try to figure out the most appropriate strategies, but frankly, the way we're marching forward with global climate change and our emissions, we are tracking that worst-case scenario.
Once again, you are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking climate change and the Huron River on issues of the environment. Our guest is Huron River Watershed Council Watershed Planner Rebecca Esselman. Now, I know that there have been several proactive measures already taken throughout the area, some of which are quite visible, and people might not recognize them as a climate adaptation measure, but they're there. What are some good invisible examples?
Some of the work that we're doing to try to protect the river from changing climate and also just prepare it to handle these extremes, we are protecting forests next to the river. So the more that we can get a canopy over the river, the shade will serve as a buffer between high heat and increased water temperatures. Another thing we've been doing is restoring habitat in the river. We actually just addressed a stretch of river in Ypsilanti that was pretty habitat poor. And by dropping some trees into the river, what we do there is provide refuge to fish and insects. They can hide behind these trees that are now in the river. They can hide behind those trees in times of high flow, which is a typical behavior for fish. So if we get a very large rain event and we're experiencing a flood flow, those fish can find a place where they can be safe and protected during that event.
Based on the projection of more extreme events, of changing weather, what are the longer-term protective strategies that are going to need to be implemented to ensure the future health of the Huron River and its watershed?
I think one of the biggest things that needs to occur is we need to do better by the flow in our river. So there's multiple things outside of climate change that impact how a river rises and falls when it rains. That includes urbanization. It includes dams. And all of these things have historically altered the flow regime of our river. And climate change is coming along to add insult to injury here. And until we get a more naturally flowing river system, our rivers will struggle. So I think that that's really where we need to put a lot of effort.
Do I read that to mean you were calling for the removal of all the dams along the span of the river?
We also have to be realistic, so no. But we can remove dams that are no longer necessary, and we can work with dams that are critical and still serving different functions to manage flow in a way that more closely approximates natural.
In working with all the various municipalities that cover the span of the Huron River and its watershed, have you found that there is indeed deep investment in ensuring its environmental health in the future, and they're willing to work with you on some of these strategies?
I think so. That's the heartening part. I feel like as we're going out and talking to communities, both people that work for cities and towns and the residents, they all value the river. And when connections are made between our actions and impact, a lot of people are pretty motivated to act.
I thank you so much for your time today. Obviously, this is an issue that's going nowhere fast, so we will have plenty of occasion to talk in the future.
Sounds good.
That is Rebecca Esselman. She is Watershed Planner for the Huron River Watershed Council. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a weekly feature produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and it's heard each Wednesday on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.